You know that feeling? That absolute thrill when you're deep in your family history research, like a detective piecing it all together. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. That moment of discovery is fantastic.
But then, inevitably, it seems, you hit that wall. That really frustrating point where you just feel stuck.
Yeah, that's a very common experience, isn't it? You follow a great lead and suddenly nothing, a dead end.
Exactly. And look, if you're feeling that way, or maybe you're just looking for some, really focused strategies for a particular area of your genealogy, well, you might want to check out something new. There's a series of, they're calling them Ultimate Guides, that just launched over on the genealogygenius.info website.
Ultimate guides. Okay. Sounds ambitious. What's the thinking behind those? Are they like textbooks?
No, not really academic like that. They're meant to be really practical, very hands-on. They've been put together by Margot. Apparently, she's just a really passionate genealogist
Yeah,
herself. And
nice. Someone sharing what worked for them.
exactly, sharing what she's learned. So think of them more like targeted ebooks. They tackle specific research areas, give you actionable advice, point you towards good resources.
Ah, okay. So less theory, more here's how you actually do it.
Precisely. Helping you navigate those specific tricky spots without getting sort of bogged down in too much dense academic stuff. An expert companion, maybe?
That kind of focused help could be incredibly useful. Lots of people hit very specific brick walls.
Totally. And the really neat part is the first three of these guides just went live this month, actually, May 2025, on genealogygenius.info.
Oh, wow. Okay. So brand new. Do we know what sorts of topics these first ones cover?
Yeah, so the first one, #01, is called Mastering Scotland's People Records and Searches.
Scotland's people. Okay. That's the big one for Scottish research. Essential, really.
Absolutely essential. But,
Yeah.
it can also be a bit daunting. So much information there. This guide apparently aims to break down how to navigate it effectively, how to really use it well.
That makes sense. It's a powerful resource, but understanding its quirks and how the searches work best. Yeah, a guide for that could save people a lot of time and credits.
Right. It gets into the practical stuff, the credit system, different record types like statutory registers, church records, even things like valuation rolls that maybe people overlook.
It sounds like it focuses on the usability then, not just listing records, but showing you how to efficiently find things on that specific platform.
That seems to be the idea. Search techniques, using wildcards,
Yeah.
phonetic matching for all those, frustrating name spelling variations, practical strategies.
Okay, very useful for anyone with Scottish roots. What about the other two that just launched?
The second one, #02, is the UG to Mastering Census Records Worldwide. So a broader topic there.
Ah, census records. Foundational stuff for almost everyone, right? Those snapshots of families.
Exactly. This one looks at census records in key English-speaking countries, UK, Ireland, US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It talks about what you'd expect to find, but also tackles the big challenges.
Challenges like missing records, gaps.
Yeah, exactly. Lost records, gaps in coverage. And it suggests strategies for, working around those problems. Introduces census substitutes.
Oh, that's important. Things like what, valuation records in Ireland or electoral rolls, maybe?
Things like that, yeah. Giving you alternative paths when the main census isn't available or doesn't have what you need. Practical problem solving again.
That's really key. Knowing the alternatives is often half the battle.
And the third guide.
The third one is #03, vital records, birth, marriage, death, focusing on BMDs, those core certificates.
The bedrock, really. Names, dates, relationships, the evidence we build everything on.
Right. But finding them, especially older ones, isn't always simple. Different systems, different times. This guide apparently looks at the history a bit in places like the UK and US, how official registration developed.
Ah, so understanding the context of why the records are the way they are.
Yeah, and then practical advice on where to look, how to navigate different systems online and offline. So these first three really hit some major areas where genealogists often need, well, focused help. Scotland, census, vital records, core stuff.
They seem to. And the good news is, Margot, the person behind genealogygenius.info, apparently has more guides planned. They should be coming out over the next few months.
So it's an ongoing series. That's good to know.
Yeah, it looks like it's intended to be a growing resource.
Well, it sounds like a potentially valuable thing for people. Offering that targeted practical support can really make a difference, especially when you're feeling stuck.
Definitely. So just to recap, these ultimate guides by Margot, a passionate genealogist, are now available on genealogygenius.info.
Launched May 2025.
Right. And their ebooks focused on specific topics and strategies, offering practical advice and pointing you to useful resources.
The first three cover Scotland's people, census records worldwide, and vital records.
Correct. And more are planned for the future.
So if you're maybe grappling with ancestors in Scotland or wrestling with census gaps or just trying to pin down those vital BMD details,
it might be worth heading over to genealogygenius.info to check out these new guides. See if they offer something that could help you break down your own brick walls or just deepen your understanding of certain records.
Yeah, absolutely. It really highlights how genealogy research is always evolving, always learning, and having accessible, focused guides like these, well, it can only help navigate all that complexity.
Well said. So yeah, check out genealogygenius.info, explore the guides from Margo. You never know what insight might click for your research.
Makes you think, doesn't it? What specific area of your research could really use a focused, practical guide right now?